This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. When Brazilians elect a new president next month, all 110 million voters will be able to use digital voting machines. It's the first time any large democracy will elect a head of state 100% electronically. The Brazilians say the system has practically eliminated electoral fraud, but some politicians say voters should not be so quick to trust the computers. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Brazil's digital voting machines are small and simple, just a suitcase-sized box with a numeric keypad and a monochrome screen, all of which can be powered off a car battery in case the polling place is located somewhere up the Amazon River. Voters type in a candidate's ID number, the candidate's photo pops up to confirm the choice, and the results are recorded on a run-of-the-mill floppy disk. André Luiz de Araújo is head of computer technology for the Rio de Janeiro Election Authority. He enjoys showing off the machine to Americans, and especially visitors from Florida.
They were impressed by the simplicity of our system, and they said, look at Brazil, with all its financial problems, spending millions on a system like this. And the U.S., which is so wealthy, still using systems from the turn of the last century.
During the Florida ballot counting debacle 2 years ago, the Brazilian media were full of comments like this. Most Brazilians consider their ATM-style voting machines to be a source of national pride. But a small number of politicians say that confidence is misplaced. Benjamin Azevedo is an engineer who's running for Congress in Rio de Janeiro. He says Brazilians are entrusting their votes to a mysterious black box. Nowadays, you could perpetrate a simple electronic fraud that wouldn't be detected, Azevedo says. And unlike fraud in the old days, now you could influence vote tallies in the whole country. Brazilian election officials say that's not possible. After all, they allow the parties to inspect the software. But Azevedo shrugs this off, saying there's no guarantee that the approved software is the same as the software inside each machine. The voting machine's main defect is that it lacks a physical record of the vote, Azevedo says. The voter needs to be able to see that he voted, to verify that a paper was produced and was dropped into a receptacle. Azevedo and a group of like-minded politicians have managed to pressure the election authorities in Brazil to adopt the system. This year, for the first time, a fraction of Brazil's 400,000 voting machines will come equipped with printers to create paper records of each vote, which are then stored in case of a recount. Rebecca Mercury, an American computer science professor who specializes in the security of electronic voting, says a paper trail like this is a good idea, and not just to prevent fraud.
We've had machines like that here in the United States that have generated zeros at the end of the day. Zeros were printed out on the end results.
Mercury says the U.S. jurisdictions that are adopting electronic voting machines are not using printers, something she regrets. She says Brazil's experiment with printers is a good antidote to what she calls the trust us mentality of electronic voting.
We hope that it will continue to be used because it's the only way that the press or other independent agencies can get an independent recount.
But there's no guarantee that Brazil will keep using the printers. The election authorities here agreed to try them only grudgingly. One spokesman called them a step backward. He says if the printers confirm the accuracy of the voting machines in this year's election, there will be a strong move to get rid of the paper trail once and for all. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.